what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
We're back on Drive Time Sports to talk local softball. Some exciting news coming out of Carbon High over the weekend. We have a new softball coach, Kurt Nunley. He was the coach about 4 years ago, and now he's back for his second stint. And he just happens to be joining us over the phone right now. Again, Coach Kurt Nunley joining us to talk about his new role as Carbon High School softball coach. And, Coach, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
I appreciate it, Jordan. Thanks for having me, and I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited as well, Coach. It is official. You are now the new softball coach at Carbon High School. This will be your second stint as a head coach, and you and I were talking about that first stint just a while ago. What was it, Coach, that made you say, yeah, I want another run as head coach of the softball program?
Well, I missed it, Jordan. That's just the way it is. I missed it. I miss being around a team. I miss being, you know, a coach, being out for five seasons. When this job came open, I had a lot of encouragement from coworkers. I had a lot of encouragement from members of in the community. And I had my wife, she encouraged me to go do it. And, you know, with all the encouragement of all these individuals and my coworkers and my wife, you know, it was time to come back and get back on the saddle and be the coach again. And I can't wait. I can't wait to the season to get going.
Yeah, I know it seems like it's forever away, but it's really not. And we can talk more about the future schedule in just a moment. But, Coach, this go around, I mean, you've been a teacher at Carbon High School for a decade and a half. And so for someone that has such a love for the game, I know you were an assistant coach for the baseball team as well. But softball, I mean, that's your forte, right? I mean, this is your passion.
It is. Yeah, it is my passion. You know, when I first got at Carbon High School back in the 2007-2008 school year, Tony Pinedo, he was the head coach at the time, and he was looking for assistants. And I told him, I said, well, I don't know much about softball, but I would love to, you know, learn the game and get into the game. And I learned from him about the game. And so he offered me the job, and I was able to be his assistant for four seasons, and I learned under his helm. And then after Tony retired, then I ended up becoming the head coach for four seasons after that as well. And so I just love the game. I believe that softball is a game of competitiveness. It's obviously a team game. It's a team of strategy. And when you're in that kind of atmosphere, it just sucks you in, and you want to be a part of it. And so that's why I want to be back again as well, is just learning that and being able to be in those situations and be a part of that and make those kind of decisions.
Again, Coach Kurt Nunley, our guest right now, new softball coach of the Carbon Lady Dino squad. And, Coach, I know there's always a benefit of being a teacher and a coach. So you're around the kids. And so I would have to assume right out of the gate, there's not that awkwardness of getting to know the kids. I mean, even though you haven't been around a program for 5 years or so, you get to teach these kids on a regular basis. And so I'm sure that helps the process when you take over a program.
It's definitely a positive. I've got these kids in my physical education classes here at Carbon High School. I get to know them. And like you said, I'm not around the program. I don't know what they do in practices. I have went up to the softball fields when they've had home games and have sat in my vehicle and watched a few games the last few seasons and just supported them that way. But yeah, it is nice to be a coach at school. You know, you can be able to go into Mr. Bianco's classroom and talk to him, you know, where he's the AD of the athletic program, and that really helps too, having the communication with the athletic director on a daily basis. So yeah, there's a lot of good benefits of being, you know, a head coach and working at the school.
Well, if we go back to your first stint, Coach, what are some of the things that you learned that now you can take a step back and say, okay, that's going to make me a better coach now that I'm back at it my second go around? What are some of those things that you learned that makes you a better coach now?
Patience. Patience is one. Communication is number two. I feel like, you know, when I took the helm before the first time, you know, I knew what I was getting into, but I didn't know what the extent of it was, you know, dealing with the business side of it all, you know, organizing a schedule and, you know, making sure that the girls have done all their payment and, you know, knowing how to deal with parents and the parents' concerns. And so I think this time around, the second time around, I feel like I'm a little bit more, well, not a little bit more, I know that I'm more prepared to deal with those kind of things that come up. I feel like I'm more mature now. I feel like I'm more prepared and ready to take it on again.
Well, as far as some of the elements that you want to implement as a coach, I mean, I guess what's the foundation? What are some of the things that are a requirement to play for Coach Nunley?
Well, the number one thing, if you look at it, Jordan, here at the high school, they're called student athletes. It's not athlete student. It's student athletes. And I'm a big, big believer of they have to be students first and athletes second. So they have to excel in the classroom. I mean, that's one thing that they have to do. Obviously, they have to be able to excel in the classroom to be able to play the sport. But I think that's a big thing when it comes to playing for me, is making sure that you're in your classrooms, you're doing well with your grades, you're being respectful to teachers, you're being respectful to staff members, and you're being respectful to your peers. I believe that is a huge problem that we're having nowadays is the respect. And, you know, to play for me, you got to be respectful. You just got to be a good person, a good citizen. And so I believe if the girls are student athletes first, being respectful, being a good person, those are the main things that I look for. And those are the things that I feel like are part of my program and need to be a part of my program.
Well, you definitely have a great core coming back. I know there were not a ton of seniors on last year's squad, and even those the sample size was still very small, Coach. There's a lot of talent within this program at the moment. I mean, that has to excite you.
It does. It excites me. I've really kind of just wanted to step away from the program when I did step away, and I feel like I did that pretty good. I have watched a few of their games, and... But to be honest with you, Jordan, I'm going in this with kind of a clear head. I've heard of that we're going to have a pretty good squad this year. Rumors have it, but I couldn't even tell you, you know, who's the catcher of the team and, you know, who's played third base last year, who played second, who played first. So this is going to be a fun experience for me because I'm going in. Really, really just kind of new and really wanting to know who the girls are and what their positions are or what, you know. And so it's going to be an interesting situation for me personally.
Well, Coach, I know when talking to you off of the cuff, you have put together a coaching staff as well, and it's a fairly experienced coaching staff.
It is. Yeah, it is. I have Butchie Vasquez, who was... Coach Williams' varsity assistant, and he will also be my varsity assistant as well. Butchie Vasquez will be. I also have my former varsity assistant coach, and Dave Basinger. He will be back as well with me. This time, unfortunately, he's not going to be able to spend as much time in the program as he did before, and so he's going to come on a volunteer basis. He's not going to come on as a paid coach. But Dave Basinger will come on as a volunteer coach and be there when he can. And so I'm very grateful for those two men, and I know they have a lot of knowledge of the game. And I will learn from them. I know I will learn from them. I know I don't know everything. If you can put a good varsity assistants under you, a good assistant coaches under you, I feel that makes you a better coach, a better head coach.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, the old saying goes, head coach is only as good as his assistants. I think that rings true, especially at the high school level when you have so much other things going on.
Yep, it does. It definitely does make your job a lot easier, too.
Yeah.
Because I'm the type of head coach that gives a lot of leeway to their positions, whatever they like to do. If one of them is better infield than the other, then I have that person do a lot of infield, because if they're very knowledgeable about that, then I give them free range. I give them a lot of free range on coaching. I believe that they're there to coach. They need a coach.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to it, Coach. It's great to have you back at the helm. I really appreciate you taking out the time to join us today on air. Congratulations on being named head coach once again, and I look forward to the future conversations.
Appreciate it, Jordan. Thank you so much.
We're going to break for just a moment. We have more Drive Time Sports coming up when we return. We'll move over and talk NBA basketball tomorrow. Game 7 between the Jazz and the Nuggets. We'll talk about that next.